This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Whether it's Sunday's deadly church shootings in Sutherland Springs, or last month's mass shooting in Las Vegas, or Hurricane Harvey in August, recovering from the emotional effects of a mass shooting or a natural disaster can sometimes take years. Dr. Carol North, a crisis psychiatrist with UT Southwestern Medical Center, has studied survivors of major disasters, from the Oklahoma City bombings to the September 11th terrorist attacks to Hurricane Katrina. She recently joined me to talk about coping with tragedy. Dr. North, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What is it about a traumatic event that affects a person?
Well, there's different ways that a person can be affected. The physical force of the trauma itself can injure people physically, and being in such an incident can raise strong emotions and really upset people, cause a lot of distress.
And there's a wide range of effects. I mean, some may experience anxiety, others develop post-traumatic stress disorder?
PTSD. This is a psychiatric disorder that people can develop if they are exposed to a traumatic event, which is defined as a threat to life or limb. And not everybody develops it. In fact, most people who experience trauma or are in a disaster don't develop PTSD. There are other disorders that can follow trauma as well. Major depression, major depressive disorder is probably the next most common disorder following disasters.
Some people develop mental health issues, but others don't. Are some just better prepared at coping and recovering from tragic events?
We don't know exactly why some people will develop PTSD and other people will recover quickly from their symptoms and distress. It seems that some people are just more vulnerable to developing psychiatric illness after stressors and traumatic stressors than other people are. And it may have something to do with the constitutional makeup of their brain structure and chemistry.
You wrote a piece for the Washington Post about the mass shooting in Las Vegas. You said many survivors will endure weeks or months of nightmares and anxiety, but that all of them will be changed forever. Why?
These kinds of extreme events are life-changing events, and when it occurs, it's very different than anything you've ever experienced, and it makes a strong impression on your brain. The memories stay, and the way you respond to things, it may not be pathological necessarily, but you may be changed forever for having been through that kind of experience.
What tips might you have for people who are having a hard time shaking some stress from some type of serious event?
Well, the first thing is that early on, people need to realize everybody's upset, everybody's shook up, and so not to worry about it at first, just take care of yourself. But as time goes on, if these things don't start to get better or they start to get worse and the person finds themselves unable to function or feeling intolerably bad, then it's probably time to seek professional attention to see if a psychiatric disorder has developed and to obtain some treatment for it. But for the people who aren't developing a psychiatric disorder, they should understand that these feelings do diminish in most people over time and that they probably should just take care of themselves, give themselves some time and space to just and not have a lot of demands if possible, and just try to heal up, take care of yourself, eat well, surround yourself with loved ones. That's a really important one. And if a person needs to talk about it, find people who will listen thoughtfully and talk.
What are some of the signs that a loved one needs to get help?
If somebody feels intolerably bad, that's a reason to seek help. If somebody just can't get their feet back on the ground and get back to some semblance of functioning as the days and weeks and especially months go by, that's a reason to seek help. If a person's concerned, that's a reason to seek help. Or if they want to know what's going on with them, that's a reason to seek help. Mental illness is unpleasant. It feels bad. It takes away people's ability to function and do the things they love to do and be with the people they love. In other words, it hurts. And so for that reason alone, we need to identify it and treat it, because mental illness is treatable. We can make people feel better and we can help people function better.
Dr. Carol North is a crisis psychiatrist with UT Southwestern Medical Center. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.